Okay, I think I'm ready to read this note now, beyond just the date and the first few lines. April 6th, 1975. Abigail. I'm okay. If you do find this, I have a feeling you're going to have questions about the blood. You always have questions about everything. It's one of your best qualities and also one of your most infuriating. Though I suppose I should be grateful you've been dogged in your pursuit of the truth. Maybe this can be repaired. I don't know if she means the jacket or... Anyway. It's chicken blood. I am not as capable as you when it comes to butchery. That's as far as I got after finding the note. The relief hit me like a freight train, but now... I don't want to be capable of butchery. I know that's not what you meant, but I... Anyway, moving forward. I'm sorry I didn't reach our meeting in time, but after that man came to the house, I went to ground. I heard a car in the distance a few times over the last few days, but I couldn't be sure it was you. I got the car you left me, and the radio I've been transmitting out regularly, but I'm going to guess that you haven't heard me. That's what I'm choosing to believe anyway, given I've sent you more than a few messages over the months with no reply. And yet somehow, I've heard many of your transmissions. Not all, and they are very often full of static and breaks in the signal, but you have reached our garage even from Los Angeles. And she crossed out something here. I think it says, I thought about joining you, but I can't read the rest. Goddamn, Harriet. Do you remember that one diner that we went to every month for all of 69? I know that you've been to a lot of roadside diners in the last 10 months, so maybe they've run together in the way that they're almost purpose-built to do. The one down the street, the one we could walk to. We haven't been back in ages because I got spooked the one time the neon sign flickered back to life, but we'd carry thermoses of tea and pretend that we were going out for a morning cup because the monotony of our existence was threatening to destroy us both. Whether you remember it or not, that diner has a working radio. I believe it, too, spooked me when there was a power surge, even if it was just static. In any case, I'm no longer at that diner, but I was briefly and heard several of your transmissions. There was no way to speak back to you, as it wasn't that kind of radio, but it was picking up your signal just the same. I'm not in the state anymore. I threw the jacket from the car as I drove out of town, a final-ditch attempt to contact you. I had a feeling you would take it with you if you found it, despite the state of it, and just had to hope that you would find these pages sewn inside the lining. I'll keep transmitting so we can find a time and place to meet, but there are conversations I don't want to have over the airwaves or in a letter. So I'm going to give you instructions now that I'll keep repeating on the radio in the hopes that you've found this even if you can't hear me. Do you remember the show I did up north at that gallery near the water? You'd been in Provincetown with Francis for a few days, and he drove the both of you up for the opening. It wasn't a particularly short journey, but manageable. You both stayed the weekend at that little B&B that shares its name with one of the planets. I don't think you thought very much of my show. It was one of my more abstract periods. I know you never cared much for that style. But I do have to wonder if you'd have been more generous to it if you'd known what inspired it. Then again... And she crossed that out, too. Anyway. It was still nice having you and Francis there. I always wondered why you'd agreed to come. You seemed so unhappy to be there. It makes me wonder if my demeanor made you think that I wasn't happy to have you there. That was never my intent. I'm headed there now. I think you left me with enough fuel to make the journey, and I want to get somewhere familiar that isn't terribly close to where we've been. Meet me there. I don't want to write the name down for fear that someone else will find this jacket and this note, but I'm going to assume you remember. I remembered. The place where we had the picnic, I remembered. And I always knew that you were winding me up about Rothko. But I liked arguing with you. It's why I never told you that I like Hank Williams. At least, I learned to. Harriet.